Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Melissa Gorga, who tells us what she really thinks about Teresa's fiance, Louis, how she found out about Jennifer Aiden's husband's affair, and how things are going between her and Joe Gorga. Melissa, season 12, about to kick off. I saw the first episode and oh my God, we always kick off with a bang. I mean, what are you most looking forward to? What are you most nervous about for the season?
I mean, listen, it's a big season of relationships. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot of walls that are knocked down. So certain people that you thought had certain relationships probably did not. And maybe that explains why they act up so much and do what they do. There's definitely a lot of relationship stuff going on. I mean, I'm super excited just for the fact that you get to see my family finally move out of the house. And now we are in a rental. We start the construction on our new house, but that my daughter, there's a lot going on with Antonia this season because, you know, it was hard for her. It's hard to pull a teenager out of their sophomore year and change their high school. So the mom guilt for that and just dealing with the back and forth with Antonia, she tore her ACL during this time. She wasn't able to cheer. She's very upset. So, and she also turned 16 on the show this year. So we do show you her sweet 16, which is super fun. But you know, there's a lot of struggles that go on between Antonia and I, and just the back and forth of just moving a teenager from her high school. So you're going to see a lot of that from my family.
How did she deal with the adjustment now that you guys are a few months out of that? And you know, how she doing?
I feel like we are good. Mommy's always right. So
what's the biggest challenge of parenting a 16-year-old?
Oh my God. She just looks at me all the time. Like, I'm like, are you good? Like, is your face good? She's like, it's like, oh my God. And then like her phone rings. She's like, hey, hi. Oh, really? I'm like, she puts it down. She looks at me. She's like, I'm like, what? But it's like crazy. Then she'll be like, can you take me to get my eyebrows waxed? I'm like, oh, I'm at your service. Like, it's crazy. Teenager girls. I'm like, was I this bad? This is insane. These
that
girls.
Is so funny. What has it been like for her? Kind of, I mean, she kind of did grow up on TV. Does she kind of ever regret it at all? Does she, you know, has that ever been difficult for her to deal with at times? Or is she happy that this is kind of what her life has been like?
I don't think she noticed it as much until this year when she moved into a new high school, because everyone was so used to her. I mean, she went to kindergarten pretty much on TV at her old school. Mm-hmm. So she grew up with those children, and so did my boys. Moving them all into the new school, they were like, are we famous? Like, why is everyone taking my picture as I walk down the hallway? Why are my teachers writing you notes in my book and telling me to bring them home? Like, they've always like known it, but I don't think they've ever got bombarded like this. So it was like this past year that I moved them to new schools. Everyone was like, what's going on here? And why is everyone always staring at me and talking to me and asking me about my mother? And I'm like,
that's
like
amazing.
They know why, but it's never happened like it is now, because everyone was just used to them. They grew up there, you know, everyone's like, oh yeah, that's them. It's very different for them right now.
Yeah. You know? Now it's a big adjustment, I'm sure.
Yes.
You said this season is a lot about relationships, and we know last season you and Joe kind of hit a bit of a rough patch. How would you describe your marriage now, and how are you guys doing?
I think we're doing great. I think the pandemic was a little rough. I think it brought out a lot of our real feelings. There was too much time to talk about it when normally we're just so busy that we just kind of like, whatever, we'll deal with that night when it comes, or, you know, we'll deal with that argument and then we'll get over it because we have to go to work the next morning. But like the pandemic was like, we were just both sitting on the couch looking at each other. And I'm like, I got a lot to say. He's like, so do I. It was just way too much time. So it was rough. That was rough. But we're so much better now. It was probably good for us to talk it through, I guess. You know, I guess I didn't know how he was feeling, you know, and I don't think he was getting out where I was coming from. So I think we worked it out. Not easy. We've been on reality TV for like 12 years of our 17-year marriage. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, hats off to us for pulling through this long and actually raising a decent family.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, I mean, you both have been able to kind of survive this reality TV curse because you see so many marriages come and go. I mean, what do you think the secret is to kind of maintaining a strong marriage both on and off camera?
I just think if you come in shaky, if you come in with a lot of stuff hidden in your closet, mm-hmm. it's not good to join a reality TV show. And Joe and I didn't come in with anything in our closet. So I think that's really how we remain strong. I think when people sign on that dotted line and they know there's like a laundry list of stuff behind them, it's fine. Just be prepared that it's going to come out and you got to be really strong through it all. You know, Joe and I are also just, you know, we're pretty relatable. We're very down to earth. This show does not take over our lives. It does not. It is our job. We enjoy it. We share our lives with everyone. But we're also all about the real thing. We're all about family. We're all about what really matters. And we remind each other of that every day. So I think that's why we're so strong, yeah, you know?
Definitely. What do you really think about Joe's comedy career?
I mean, I think it's like, he's shockingly good mm-hmm. and he's doing a great job. But I just look at him like, you're so busy. You have so much going on. Like, why do you want to do this? But you know, I don't want to knock it because there was things I wanted to do in life and I went ahead and did them. So I just think that he's crazy. I mean, what's harder than making a whole group of people who are knowing they came there to laugh. Now you actually have to make them laugh. I'm like, you're nuts. I could never do it. So God bless him for even doing it, but he's actually pretty good at it. He does. He's got his routine. And he's good. So good for him. He's having fun with it. It's kind of like a fun little housewives night, to be honest, too. Cause it's like they get to see Joe. They know I'm probably gonna be in the audience. He is funny. He makes whenever we go to like dinners, he makes everybody we're with laugh the whole time. I mean, he talks about my body parts a lot of the time, which I don't love, but like everyone knows he's good for a good relationship laugh, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a fun night out.
Definitely. Kudos to him. It takes a lot of courage to get up there, I would imagine.
Yes.
I know it got a lot of people talking in the trailer when Joe says that he watches porn while he drives. Is that true?
I hate that he says this. I'm like, do you realize we have young children that like watch the trailer and watch the show? Like, oh, I don't know. That's like illegal, isn't it? It's a double illegal. Get off your phone and definitely don't be watching that if you need to be on it.
Definitely. This season kicks off with a lot of questions around Louis and Teresa's relationship, but also about Joe and Gia's relationship and how, you know, they weren't really talking over a lot of stuff that happened with Joe Giudice. What's their relationship like now? And did you understand both sides?
Yeah, I always feel bad. I totally get where the girls are coming from because, you know, your parents can do no wrong in your eyes. But I always feel bad for Joe too, because I think it goes without saying. I think everyone can see how much he's completely obsessed with those girls. He loves them so much. He only wants the best for them. And I think he just wants, you know, I think it's hard for him to explain that he really doesn't, you know, he doesn't do anything wrong when it comes to their father. And it's like, he just tries to defend himself sometimes, but I, you know, his back's always up against the wall there. You're never going to win that conversation. So just, you know, and he's learned that, but it always comes from a place of like, he loves them so much and he just wants them to understand how much he loves them, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Without saying, like, no one can deny that he's, you know, he's a great uncle.
Oh yeah, no, totally. I mean, and like I said, this season kind of kicks off with a lot of people questioning Louis's intentions and that there were some red flags were raised after this video was released. What was your reaction when you saw that video? And were you concerned at the beginning of the relationship about his intentions?
No, you know what? I know there was like these videos swirling and I knew there was rumors and exes and all this stuff was going on, but who has a bigger past than Teresa? Like who doesn't, you know, Teresa has a past as well. And I just, you know, I don't want to judge Louis on his past. I want to judge him for how he acts when he's in the room with us, how he treats us, how he treats Teresa, how, you know, he treats the girls. Like that's what I'm judging. I mean, if you judge me off of some of the relationships I've had before I met Joe, you'd be like, wow, she's crazy. So it's like, you know, we all act a fool sometimes with our exes. So I chose not to, you know, judge him off that. I can't say that all my castmates agree with me on that. Some of them want to like, you know, balls to the wall, like keep questioning, which causes, you know, chaos, of course.
Right. Yeah. What's Joe's relationship like with Louis now? And how does he kind of fit in with the New Jersey house husbands?
Oh, it's great. He talks to him all the time. They really do. I mean, he's going to be my brother-in-law. He's going to be our brother-in-law. So we choose to welcome him, to embrace him. And, you know, if Teresa's happy, we're happy. And like, that's all. What else do we need to prove? There's nothing to prove.
Right. How are wedding plans going? Are you and Joe going to be in the wedding?
I haven't heard anything about a wedding yet.
No one. Is it funny that they moved into the neighborhood and you guys moved out?
Yeah, like next door. They moved next door literally the same week. Crazy.
Like two ships passing in the night.
It's crazy to watch the next season too, when you're like, they're filming in our neighborhood, you know?
No, totally. I mean, you and Teresa and Joe kind of always kind of go at it every single season. Do we see that happen this season between the three of you, or are you all on good terms this season?
No, I think there's always a little normal tension. Mm. It's some normal family drama, but nothing too crazy. Nothing we can't handle, nothing we haven't been through before. But that's the thing. It's always authentic, and it's just real family, you know, situations that happen. And I think the people out there actually appreciate that, because it goes on in all of your houses as well.
It's very, very true. And you mentioned that some people were questioning Louis more than others. And I'm sure one of those people is Margaret, because it seems like she and Teresa get into a really big fight this season. I mean, what can you tease about that?
I mean, watch out for Nashville. That's all. Yeehaw to Nashville. That's what I could say about that. I mean, you're going to see so much in Nashville. You're going to see that craziness happen where we are all so taken back. I'm just like, wait, stop. What's happening here? You know, but then you're also going to see us like ride bulls and drunken ride bikes and eat hot things. And it's such a great trip. So everyone, you know, watch out for Nashville.
Watch out for Nashville, and watch out. I think there is definitely some tension between you and Jennifer this season as well. Of course, coming off the reunion, where a lot of this not only played out on the reunion, but on social media as well. How are you feeling going into this season about filming with Jennifer?
I mean, listen, I've always had a little issue with Jennifer. I think our communication style is just not the same. Mm-hmm. I always had a problem believing that she was coming from any place of being authentic, to be honest. I've always just thought like, she kind of walks in the room and she's like, what do I feel like saying? Or what do I want to ruffle? And I don't like that. I like real, you know, and I've always had that issue with her where I'm just like, I don't know if I can understand you, you know, what are you doing? You know, but she does go through a lot this season. So you will see, you know, I don't kick someone when they're down. Mm-hmm. And you will see our relationship evolve finally.
Yeah. Yeah, finally. What did you think of her nose job? Because we see Jackie and we see Margaret commenting on the first episode saying that it wasn't the best nose job. But what did you think about it when you first saw her?
I mean, I think she should have stayed in America and had it done here. That's what I think. I think she was beautiful before and she's still beautiful, but should have stayed here. Should have stayed here for that.
Yeah. Of course, in the first episode, we have this bombshell confession from Jennifer after Margaret said, you know, we heard that Bill had an affair. Did you ever hear about this? Were there ever rumors swirling around? Because when I talked to Jennifer, she says she still doesn't know how people found out about this.
Yeah, I feel like people were talking about this for years. Mm. But we were all very good people. And even though, you know, she was saying what she was saying about other people's marriages, and she was really, you know, pinning Margaret up against a wall with just saying like she was a cheater and she left her husband. And, you know, it took everything in Margaret not to always say like, okay, so what's Bill, you know? And I think finally it just came out and here we are.
Were you surprised that Jennifer admitted to it?
I think there was too many people that it swirled with. Mm-hmm. Previously, or when it did originally, that she knew like that was going to be a large fight to fight. So I think I thought it was great that she admitted it. It happens in a lot of households, happens in a lot of families. I think it could be very relatable for a lot of women out there going through that. Mm-hmm. And I was happy that she owned it and said, you know what? You're right. Yes. This is what happened to me.
Yeah. When I spoke to her and she said that, you know, this happened like 10 or 11 years ago, she was pregnant with her son. Like she found out like a week before she was about to give birth. I mean, if that ever happened to you, would you have stayed in a marriage like that?
No, that's devastating. And I can't say what I would have done, because when you're pregnant and you're having newborns and babies and little ones, you do want to forgive. You do. I would say you'd forgive more then than she would right now.
Yeah.
You know, if it happened now, I would say I'd probably forgive more in my, when I was 30 and had baby Joey here. And I, but if you did that to me now, I might be like, I gotta walk. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's very normal. I think that's what a lot of people, you know, it's unfortunate, but I think it's just how life goes.
No, definitely. You know? Were you surprised that Dolores and David called it quits?
No, I feel like that was just what we were all just like, okay, how much longer? You know, I think he's a great guy. I think they had a lot of love, but they weren't for each other. She needs to like hang with someone. We need to see someone show up to these things and take her out and be at the events together, you know? So I was happy that she finally let that go.
Yeah. Have you met her new boyfriend?
I have not. I'm very excited to meet him. I haven't met him yet.
Definitely. And I know that you've been super busy, not just with the show, building your new house. You have your new podcast as well. How much fun are you having with that?
Oh my God. I had no idea that I would love to be like, to do podcasts this much. It's crazy. I'm like, I love it. It's so much fun. People are going crazy for it. They love the episodes like with my mom and Joe and just all the little secret, like, you know, relationship advice that we're giving. I mean, it's a lot of fun. We laugh on that podcast all day long. And I really look forward to every single person that I'm going to talk to. And I just kind of, it's lighthearted. It's fun. It gives away like some secrets. And I feel like people get to see a side of me that they don't normally get to see on Housewives. And they're just like, wow, we didn't know, you know, I get DMs all day long. Like, wow, we didn't know like you were like this, or you felt this way, or you would hook your husband up to a lie detector test. Like, which I did. Yep. So, you know, I come out with a lot of secrets on this podcast.
No, definitely. And I enjoyed the episode with Lala as well. And I know that, you know, you give relationship advice on your podcast. I mean, what was it like talking to her? You know, obviously she's going through a lot as well.
Yeah. I mean, it was great to talk to her. I think that I can relate to her a lot. I get that she's a go-getter, which I love. She is a businesswoman. She's creating businesses. She's doing what she has to do. I feel like she's doing this with like her head held high. So I had a lot of sympathy for her. It's very scary when you're living with someone and really have no idea who you're living with. Mm. That's a scary thing. And that's like, you know, it causes women not to trust and not to move on. So I think that's like a process to move on from. So, you know, I'm proud of her. She's doing really well. And her daughter's so beautiful. So yeah, I really enjoyed talking to Lala on the podcast.
Definitely.
That was one of the better ones.
Yeah, definitely. And anybody that you're looking forward to having in an upcoming episode?
I just recently went to talk to Tamra Judge, and that one's a lot of fun too. Yeah. I'm really excited about that. So that's a fun one too. One of my other favorite ones was Elaine, J-Lo's producer. She was so insightful, just about like climbing the ladder and getting to where you need to be in life, and just old Hollywood and how it used to work opposed to how, you know, the old boys town. Mm-hmm. And pretty much like how it used to work and how it is now. It was very intriguing, very interesting.
Definitely. Well, definitely check out your podcast. I absolutely love it. It's great. Before we wrap up, like I said, I have some of these regrets. So kind of first thing that comes to your mind. So we'll start off with an easy one. Any fashion regrets from the show?
Yeah. Season 3, the sparkly, like Swarovski, I don't know, tuxedo confessional shirt.
No, not a good look. any tagline regrets?
Oh God, I'm not crazy about this year. Am I allowed to say that? I think we all know I'm not feeling this year. So there we go.
Are you able
to my favorite tagline?
What was that?
I think it was season 4. I never throw the first punch, but I'm always the knockout. I love that one.
Are you able to switch it up mid-season if you wanted to?
No, I tried. Trust me, not going to happen.
And do you regret any drunk Melissa moments?
No, those are my best moments. I actually like need to drink more on the show, I think. Like, I just get so goofy. And it's really, you know, it's who I am. I'm a pretty goofy girl, believe it or not. So no, I love drunk Melissa. I will continue her forever.
I love it. Do you regret playing the prank on Joe in Lake George?
I mean, I did feel bad about that. I did. I was like, oh my God, this is evil. I felt evil doing it because at my heart for him, because I knew he was driving down the shore. He had a car full of kids, couldn't really show emotion. He couldn't ask the right questions. I was like, he must be dying right now. And I heard it in his voice. I'm like, wow, he's like sad. I felt horrible. I felt horrible.
I love it. Do you regret not waiting for Joe to get in the car and having that high maintenance fight?
Yeah, I wish we never did that on camera. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was just, we were having a year that year, you know. I just feel like we could have went without that, but I guess, you know, it happens and we were real with it. So it is what it is.
Totally. Do you regret any of your fights with Teresa, and how would you have handled it differently?
Yeah, I regret, so many of our fights, I would say. I really do. Especially the beginning ones, the christening, those mm-hmm. deep ones. I'm like, God, that was all for nothing. That was ridiculous. There was no reason for everyone to be so mad. Mm-hmm. You know,
do you ever watch back any of those moments and cringe a little bit?
You've been watching Bravo lately. They're repeating the Real Housewives of New Jersey 24 hours a day. So I have to, it's a snowstorm. I'm like, someone turn it off because my shirt is horrible.
And then lastly, any regrets about any fights with Jennifer and ever saying that she was starving for attention?
Yeah, no, I have no regrets. Whatever I said, I meant.
Totally. And then finally, we are asking everyone, how are you and Joe going to be celebrating Valentine's Day?
I will be in Vegas for Valentine's Day. Yeah, there's a big, there's a show out there in Vegas, a clothing show. So I will be there promoting Envy and doing the buying for Envy out in Vegas.
Very nice. Is Joe coming with you or no?
Yes, he's coming with me. Yeah, he's coming with me. We're going to be with, actually, we'll be with Tiki and Tracy too. We're going to do football. We're going to watch a Super Bowl with them the day before. So it'll be fun.
So fun. I love her. She seems like a really fun addition to the show.
Love her. She's so great. She's so great. She's so insightful. She's like the calm that we need, but also like strong. So love her.
Love it. Well, Melissa, thank you so much. I can't wait to see how this season unfolds. It's going to be amazing as always.
It is. It's going to be a good one.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.